many, many happy nights at the Corner House in Cork. And at this time, you might remember, I had started an album with John Prine of duets with women, and then John got the news that he had neck cancer. And this was right at this time when I was working with Sean Keane and with the Lee Valley String Band back in Nashville. John had his surgery and radiation treatments. And that summer, I came back to John and his wife, Fiona, came over to Ireland to recuperate and just take it easy for the summer. And I came over to help launch Sean Keane's No Stranger album. And while I was there, I spent some time with John. And one night, myself and our good friend Richard Hackett went over to John's, and Fiona was up visiting her family, and we got out the guitars, and John hadn't been singing for several months, and it was just a wonderful evening. But there were many times when John would open his mouth and virtually nothing did come out, but we just kept at it, and we had a good night. And the next day, John and I were walking around in Galway, and he looked at me, he said, "I think it's going to come back. My voice is going to come back." He had it, he had the feeling. And so several months later, in December, this was our second year in Ireland, and I went back to Nashville for around Christmas time. And John met me, and we were driving in his car, and he said, "Listen to this." And he put, this is what he wanted me to listen to.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. Caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. He's my baby, and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a howling at the moon. But he's my baby, I don't mean maybe. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up a-sittin' on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
In spite of ourselves. John Prine and Iris DeMent. I was sitting in John's car listening to this in December of 98, just before Christmas. I was laughing. I was crying. It meant John's voice had come back. We had a title for our album that we've been working on called In Spite of Ourselves. And what a Christmas present this was. I just couldn't believe it. John had been asked by Billy Bob Thornton, the movie actor and director, if he'd be in a movie called Daddy and Them. And it was with Andy Griffith and Lorna Dern and Jim, his name is escaping me, at any rate. And John was in this movie, and it was a perfect time. He didn't have to have many lines, and he was getting paid and helped pay for the cancer treatments, and he was recovering still. And they asked him if he could come up with a song for the movie, and that's what he came up with. And Iris DeMent was the perfect partner for the song, as it turned out. And that meant we could continue with this album we had started and had to stop working on without knowing if we ever would finish it. It was just a very emotional time for me and John, but it was a happy time. How happy we were. And so we got to work right away. And I was going back to Ireland, and John decided to come over, and we called up Dolores Keane, Sean's sister, and John had us come up with a song written by Kieran Kane, who had a group with called the O'Kanes and had several great records. And Kieran had a song called In a Town This Size, and it just seemed perfect for John and Dolores. Here we go.
In a town this size, there's no place to hide. Everywhere you go, you meet someone you know. You can't steal a kiss in a place like this. How the rumors do fly in a town this size.
In a smoky bar, in the back seat of your car, in your own little house, someone's sure to find you out.
What you do and what you think, what you eat and what you drink. If you smoke a cigarette, they'll be talking about your breath. In a town this size, there's no place to hide. Everywhere you go, you meet someone you know. You can't steal a kiss in a place like this. How the rumors do fly in a town this size.
Oh, I had a fight with my girlfriend last night. Before the moon went down, it was all over town.
Oh, he made me cry. Oh, I said goodbye. If it's true or not, doesn't seem to count a lot.
In a town this size, there's no place to hide. Everywhere you go, you meet someone you know.
You can't
steal a kiss in a place like this. How the rumors do fly in a town this size. In a town this size. In a town this size.
Dolores Keene joining John Prine there on Kieran Kane's song, In a Town This Size. What a true story that is. And it was just so wonderful that Dolores could come in and do that with John in Galway. We recorded that in Galway, the same studio that I'd worked with Sean Keane in, and with Artie McGlynn playing the guitars, of course. And so we were off and running again, and what a thrill it was. And then I came back to Nashville, and another person on our list of people we had to have was Emmylou Harris. And she joined John on one of Jack Clement's great songs, I Know One.
When all your loves have ended, when all your friends are flown, who'll be around to want you when all your loves have gone? Only a fool would do it after the way you've done. But how many fools would have you? I know one. This fool keeps wondering why he fell in love at all. But you might need this fool around in case you fall. After the party's over and you've had your fill of fun, if you need a fool to forgive you, I know one.
Can one man get? He's singing Where with Emmylou Harris, John Prine on Jack Clement's classic I Know One. I always get little chills when I hear Amy with anyone, actually. And this was another great benefit of doing this album, was get all of these wonderful singers to come with John. And we had one little surprise left, and John came in and told me he had one song left to do and wasn't on our list. And it was written by Bill and Sharon Rice, who are very successful songwriters. And it's called Till a Tear Becomes a Rose. And he was going to sing it with Fiona, his wife. And when you hear this, I think you'll understand that we'd all been through quite an emotional time when John was sick and wondering how it was all going to wind up. And it all wound up just great. And this was kind of John's way of saying thanks to Fiona and how much it all meant to him. So this is a great song. I'm sorry I'm getting all misty here even thinking about it, but I love this performance. Fiona Prine and John.
Darling, I can see the clouds around you, and in your heart I know a sorrow grows. But if you weep, I'll be right here to hold you till each tear you cry becomes a rose.
Dearest love, I know your heart's been shattered, and all my words can offer no relief. But my love will heal the pain you've suffered, and I'll be here if you should turn to me.
Darling, I can see the clouds around you, and in your heart I know a sorrow grows. But if you weep, I'll be right here to hold you till each tear you cry becomes a rose.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. That's John Prine and Fiona Prine. I hate to leave it.
Memories tend together.
Thanks so much to Royalton Community Radio for making this possible.
And
this is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.
No dream can put asunder all the love that binds us, you and me. Darling, I can see the clouds around you, and in your heart I know a sorrow grows. But if you weep, I'll be right here to hold you till each tear you cry becomes a rose. Till each tear you cry becomes a rose.